You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Bryce and the Journeyman are. Bryce and the Journeyman, are you there? Oh, you guys sound really ready to go.
Heck yeah, fired up. Six cups of coffee, here we go.
Six cups of coffee?
Can you compete with that, Steve Miggs?
I kind of want to.
All right, get out
this
then.
This one cup's not doing a damn thing.
For those playing along at home, Bryce and the Journeyman will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Which fast food chain uses the slogan, "I'm loving it"?
McDonald's.
Yes. What kind of talking animal was Mr. Ed?
Horse.
Yes. Which former Seahawks running back will be welcoming his 14th child this year?
Pass.
Which upper Midwest state is home to the National Mustard Museum?
Midwest. Wisconsin?
Yes. Which grows fastest, fingernails, toenails, or hair?
Fingernails.
No.
Toenails.
No.
Hair.
There it is. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote a comedy opera about what caffeinated beverage?
Ooh. Coffee. Tea.
Yes. How many shower curtain rings does a typical shower curtain have?
Ooh. 14?
No.
22.
No.
10.
No. What is an example of a burrowing mollusk?
Shellfish.
Can you be more specific?
Gooey death.
Sure, we can take that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct.
Yeah. All
right. Here he comes. Oh, he's smiling from ear to ear.
You got my second cup of coffee.
Second cup of coffee ready to go.
I got to try and keep up with these guys.
All right, Steve. Welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Which fast food chain uses the slogan, "I'm loving it"?
McDonald's.
Yes. What kind of talking animal was Mr. Ed?
Mr. Ed was a horse.
He was. Which former Seahawks running back will be welcoming his 14th child this year?
Sean Alexander.
Yeah.
I was just wearing his jersey.
Which upper Midwest state is home to the National Mustard Museum?
That would be Ohio.
No.
Illinois.
No.
Wisconsin?
Yes. Which grows fastest, fingernails, toenails, or hair?
Fingernails.
No.
Toenails.
No.
Hair.
Yeah. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote a comedy opera about what caffeinated beverage?
Coffee?
Yes. How many shower curtain rings does a typical shower curtain have?
12.
Yes. What is an example of a burrowing mollusk?
What is it? A bird?
No.
An oyster.
Yes. Which South American country is made up of 26 states?
Peru?
No.
Argentina?
No.
Spain.
No. What is Seattle's oldest operating theater?
The Fifth Avenue Theater?
No.
The Lusty Lady?
No.
The Neptune?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, and that is a win, 8-6.
Let's go.
Sorry, Bryson the Journeyman.
Next time.
Next time for sure.
That's right.
I like that they scored the same number of cups of coffee that they've had.
Also, I love that you asked a question that was multiple choice.
Yes.
There were three guesses. Like, how do you get that one wrong?
Both of you took all three to get it right.
Okay.
We're going to get there eventually, though.
And neither one of us deserved the point.
The South American country made up of 26 states is Brazil.
Brazil.
And Seattle's oldest operating theater since 1907 is the Moore Theater. I know.
I just parked there.
Did you?
Oh, dude, trying to go to the show on Saturday at the Showbox to meet up with Danny for MXPX. Trying to find parking was a disaster.
So you hoofed it from the Moor.
Finally, I was like, I don't care. I'll pay anywhere. And it was just such a pain in the ass. But thankfully, there was a parking lot right next to the Moor Theater.
Lucky.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations on your win, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks are taking on the 49ers at home this Saturday, and we will have Seahawks great John Ryan on with us after AC/DC. The Seattle Seahawks will be facing the 49ers at home this Saturday. The time, TBD, as they say.
I already added my calendar.
And we're very excited to be catching up with Seahawks legend John Ryan on not just any day, but on National Kiss a Ginger Day, John.
Well, I haven't even kissed yet, so that's kind of rude.
What the hell's up with Sarah? What's she doing over there?
I think she must still be sleeping because I zero kisses over here.
Well, let's wake her up right now and demand to get up there.
Let's do it.
So, John, this has got to be a really fun time for you as a Seahawks alumni. A lot of familiar feelings leading up to the playoffs.
Oh, for sure. You know, this is always the best time of year. You know, you lose and go home, and no one wants to do that. So this is a pretty exciting time, and now with obviously, the big game against the 49ers. I'm pretty much really looking forward to this.
Well, you know how, I'm sure players as well, but fans are very superstitious. And the last time that they played the 49ers was just a few weeks ago. And you were doing a comedy show with Sarah Colonna and giving updates to the fans that were at the Tacoma Comedy Club. So I feel like you guys need to do another show at the Tacoma Comedy Club on Saturday. And you have to give updates to the fans so that we keep the winning ways, right?
Hey, that would be great. We had a lot of fun in Washington last 2 weeks ago. We had a lot of fun in Tacoma and Spokane. So we always want to go back. I don't think we'll do that, but we'll somehow keep the ritual alive.
And John, I know you guys do come back to Seattle quite frequently. Are you going to be able to attend the game on Saturday?
I'm not. I'm going to be watching from home in L.A. If we go to the NFC Championship game, I'll obviously be out there for that for sure.
How do you feel about this upcoming game? Because, I mean, these 49ers, I don't know if you watched the game against the Eagles, but it just seemed like on paper they should have just been crushed. I mean, they're just completely dealing with all these injuries, and then Kittle goes out early in the game as well. Purdy's throwing a couple of interceptions, yet kind of like the Seahawks, they always find a way to win.
They really do. You know, they've been doing it all year, too. They've had so many injuries, and as you said, George Kittle going down, they're obviously going to not have him for the rest of the year, it looks like. So they just find a way to get it done, you know, a lot like the Seahawks have. So, you know, Saturday is going to be another great game, I think. You know, and I feel like back in the day when we played them in the playoffs a couple of years, it was always a good game. It always went right down to the wire, and I kind of expect the same thing on Saturday.
Who do you think's the worst fan base, though, 49ers fans or Philadelphia Eagles fans?
They equally suck. They're both so awful. My mom would go to San Francisco. They'd yell at my mother wearing my jersey. Like, I mean, they were my sweet 70-year-old mother in the stands getting yelled at. I mean, that I will never forget that, and I will always hate the 49ers and the 49ers fans for that.
Well, now I don't feel so bad because I saw footage.
More than I already did.
I just saw footage of the Eagles fans were throwing beer cans of beer at the 49ers fans that were going into the game. Now I don't feel bad for them.
Yeah, no, they're all awful.
If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Seahawks legend John Ryan ahead of the Seahawks playing the 49ers this Saturday. John, if you could take a step back in time to, you know, times that you were prepping for the playoffs, what was kind of that locker room environment like? And what was it like just kind of, I don't know, being in that space with some of the great leaders on the team?
Yeah, you know, Pete always really talked about, always stressed about just kind of keeping it the same every game. You know, and we really did a really good job of that. You know, we approached every playoff game just like we approached week 13 or week 2 or a preseason game. We kind of approached every game the same, so I never really felt that much different. And, you know, you could say that's kind of, Pete was kind of full of it a little bit, but he really wasn't. You know, that's really how we approached every game, so it didn't really feel all that different. And at the same time, you know, in the back of your mind, as I said, you know, you lose and you go home. And you can tell by the way this team plays together that no one's ready to go home yet.
Obviously, we have Sam Darnold at the helm, and he is a fellow Ginger, being that it is National, you know, yeah. Kiss a Ginger Day. Today's your guys' big holiday. He has been so standout as far as his performance. And I think I saw that he's one of only a handful of quarterbacks that have ever had back-to-back 14-win seasons in the history of the NFL. Are we feeling just super confident in your fellow Ginger?
Do I have to kiss Sam Darnold now?
Yes. John, we have Sam on the other end of the line.
This entire thing took a weird turn. Sam Darnold, I mean, the second we signed Sam, I was so happy. I think he's an outstanding quarterback, as you've seen again this year. 14 wins, going back to the Pro Bowl again. He's been phenomenal. I thought he was just such a great signing. And, you know, I hope he's in that Seahawk jersey for a number more years.
Do you, John, out of curiosity, do you have a favorite player on the squad this year?
I mean, there's too many. There's way too many. There's so many guys that, you know, obviously K-9 is great. And Jigba played absolutely incredible. Darnold. There's just too many to choose from. There's Witherspoon. I mean, there's just so many amazing guys in this team. It's starting to remind me of, you know, those 2013, 2014 days where your favorite player was about 15 different players. And that's kind of starting to feel about this team.
So let's go back to those times when you were, I mean, I feel like we probably know the answer. You know, the greatest memory would be winning the Super Bowl. What is your other favorite memory being on the Hawks? Was it the tip with the game against the 49ers or, of course, the game against the Green Bay Packers? But do you have a favorite playoff memory outside of winning the Super Bowl?
You know, there are so many, but, you know, I have to kind of say that the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers where, you know, we were down, was it 16 or 19 nothing with those 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and we had that just an impossible comeback that, you know, could never be repeated ever again. And somehow on that day, everything kind of lined up, and we ended up winning in overtime with that Jermaine Kearse touchdown. It was that game was, you know, pretty fond memories of that day.
And every so often I get myself sucked into like those YouTube rabbit holes of like just the interviews and the clips. And then you always find like that NFL Films like montage of that game. And you're just like, man, that was just magical.
It really was. It's like, I don't think it'll ever be able to be repeated. Like every single thing had to go right for that last 20 minutes. And somehow it did, from the onside kick to the 2-point conversion to, you know, a Ginger from Canada, the speech impediment for a touchdown pass. Everything lined up that day and was pretty special.
Speaking of kicking, tomorrow at this time we're going to be talking to your old teammate, Stephen Hauschka. If you were going to interview Stephen Hauschka, what's one question that you would absolutely have to ask him?
There's too many questions. I mean, that guy was a very cerebral guy. You know, I kind of relied a little more on athletic ability, and he was very mental. So he really knows the mental side of the game. So any kind of questions that you guys have with the mental side of kicking or even just the mental side of football is right up his alley. He'll have a great answer for you.
Do you have a favorite memory playing with him?
I have tons, and I don't think any of the good stories I can really tell on here. well, I'll talk to you over a beer sometime, but you just... not only was he maybe one of the best kickers to ever do it, you know, in my opinion, him and Jason Myers, the best two kickers to ever do it for the Seahawks. But he was just such a great guy off the field. I just have so many great memories of him. And we still get together a couple times a year. He lives about an hour from me. And so we're still good friends and, you know, just have so many good memories.
John Ryan, we cannot express enough how excited we are to talk to you this week leading up to Saturday's game versus the 49ers. So thank you so much for calling and just shedding a little light on what it's like to be in some of those key moments leading up to a playoff game. And if people want to give you a follow, your handle on Instagram is at JohnRyan9.
Yes, give me a follow. Sure, that'd be fun. Yeah, but it's really exciting coming up this weekend. I'm looking forward to it, and always a pleasure talking to you guys.
Always, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Anytime.
Take care. The Daily Mix
Show. Go Hawks. Feels so good.
Yes.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we have the hookup on tickets to see Bush, and they're going to be coming to WAMU Theater on April 29th. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Bush at WAMU Theater on April 29th, and they are bringing with them special guests, Mammoth.
I mean, Mammoth at this point has just moved to the Pacific Northwest. I feel like they're here a lot.
So much lately, and
no
always
complaints.
A good time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's Nathan from Lacey playing for the opportunity to go to that show. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, and happy Monday.
Happy Monday, indeed. Steve Miggs, let's spin this wheel and see if Nathan is playing with you or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Will Nathan be playing with Taryn Daly, or will it be with yours truly? Nathan, it's going to be a happy morning, you and Taryn Daly.
All right, let's do it, Taryn.
All right, Nathan, here is your clip.
I believe that's Green Day, and I believe it's When I Come Around.
Nailed it. I love the bass line on that song.
Great, so groovy. All right, Nathan, you made it look easy. Pressure's on for me. And Danny, I am ready for my clip.
Tell me, are you a bad fish?
Ugh. Are you a bad fish too? That would be Bad Fish by Sublime. Tell me, are you
a bad fish? I'd rather hear Taryn sing it.
Nathan, congratulations. You're going to see Bush at WAMU Theater.
Excellent. Right on. Thanks, guys.
I mean, admittedly, I'm not a big Sublime fan.
You're such a Sublime hater.
I used to like Sublime. I think this is like, you know, some bands, like the older you get, the more you fall in love with them. You're like, man, I didn't realize I really, like, this is a really cool band. I feel like the older I've gotten, the less I've liked Sublime.
Oh, I'm still such a Sublime girly.
Does it just trigger fun memories?
Absolutely. And then I saw them, I got to see them at Beach Life Festival a couple years ago with my toes in the sand. And I'm like, man, this band just keeps on giving.
It's because you're probably all hopped up on something. Okay. Nope. All right, or I'm not.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
We have sure been having fun this morning, but there have been some texts and calls we weren't able to get to. However, right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call up or text to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us. And our number is 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody just texted in and said, I can't believe you really said the lusty lady during Beat Migs. You asked me about a question about the oldest theater in Seattle.
And it wasn't the Lusty Lady.
No, apparently it was the Moore Theater. It's probably because the Lusty Lady's not around anymore. But they said, I remember being 18, and I caught one of my high school teachers there.
No.
So for those that are relatively new to the Pacific Northwest, the Lusty Lady was like this peep show theater. Oh.
So was the teacher in the audience or performing?
Oh, I didn't even think about the performance part.
I mean, it could be either.
Have you ever been in?
No, I never went to the Lusty Lady.
No.
But you did?
I never said I did, but man, boy, did you just make that assumption real quick. Can you believe that, Danny?
Wow.
How dare she?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, but you did?
Yeah, Steve's the last person I would ever think to have been there.
Oh, never, ever.
Well, Danny, you're wrong. I have been there. I went there once and never wanted to go again. It was the worst.
No.
I'm glad I did so I could live to tell the tale. But memory serves me correct. You go in there and it was like one of those ones where you put coins in and then like a curtain comes up and there's a girl dancing, but like she's behind like this plexiglass window. And it's just like there are other people in booths as well. Like so like you're in your own little like private room. And then like when you you realize like there's so much history in this room.
Oh yeah.
And
so much, and
when I mean history, grossness.
Ugh.
Like I remember being in there just for a brief period of time, like, yeah, this is not fans of the gentlemen's clubs. Not a fan of those kind of gentlemen's clubs.
And they ended up going out of business.
Shockingly, yes.
I think I know what could have saved the Lusty Lady.
What?
The googly eyes surprise.
The googly eyes surprise. Yes, absolutely. If more girls had googly eyes set up over in that area.
Yee-hoo.
What? Do you remember a place called the Apple Theater? I think it was called the Apple Theater.
No, what happened at the Apple Theater?
Well, never been there. It was like an adult movie theater in Seattle.
Oh!
Wait, when I first moved out here, somebody told me about it. I'm like, wait, so those things really exist? And like that was back in the day where people would go. That's such a weird world when you think about like many, many, many years ago before like cell phones and like internet adult content. If you wanted to get your adult content, either you had to go to a store and rent a VHS and go home and watch it, or you went to a theater and you watched it with other horny people.
On a giant screen.
Yes.
Wow. That probably makes everybody look good.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to be a part of that. Somebody texted in, just want to say, hey, thoughts go out to Travis Bailey, former radio guy in Seattle, passed away. I did see that. I saw a Sun post about it. I'm a friend with his son. When I first worked in radio, I worked at The End, one of the first jobs I worked at. And one of the first people I met while working at The End was Travis Bailey. I did the morning show with him.
Aww.
And he was the guy that did the music news you can use. And just a good dude, real passionate about music, real passionate about alternative rock, and sadly passed away. So thoughts definitely go out to him and all of his family. But he was a staple in the Pacific Northwest for many years when I first moved out here in the late 90s.
Oh, well, much love to you, Steve, and to everybody who knew him and loved him.
Still my favorite story about him was the first time I remember working in radio. First time working at The End, I was so fired up, and I walk in there and he was having a bad day. And like I said, he was a passionate guy and he was such a good dude, but he clearly was having a rough go with some kind of equipment in the production room. I hadn't even met him yet, and I just see carts. Like these were like back in the day when you use cartridges to play commercials and music, and they're just flying against like the plexiglass window, different kind of plexiglass window, not like the Lusty Lady. and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And he came out of the room, and I thought for sure, like, this guy's coming out like a bat out of hell, and he's going to be like real mean. And he's just like, hey, man, I'm Travis. Nice to meet you. I'm like, nice to meet you, too. I thought this was going to go in a whole different direction. Like, he was just so annoyed, whatever. But, like, he was such a good dude, and I learned a lot from him. So much love to him and his family.
For sure.
Absolutely. Somebody was very upset with the Black Sabbath fans that called in earlier, and they couldn't believe that they did so bad at our AI game.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
And they said, I'm bummed that you guys never did the disco or the EDM versions of Black Sabbath.
Do we have time, Steve?
I'll put you guys to the test.
Yes.
All right, so which one do you want to go with first, disco or EDM?
Let's go disco.
So this is all stemming from Geezer Butler using AI to help make songs now.
Yeah.
And so we figured, well, let's find some old lyrics of classic Black Sabbath songs, put it through AI software, and have it write new songs. So you want disco?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Unhappy, I feel so sad, having lost the best friend that I'd ever had.
It's a Black Sabbath song.
I love this song, but it's too late now. I've let her go. I'm going through changes.
Oh.
It's just it. Changes.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty easy.
You're overthinking that there,
Way
Karen.
Overthinking it.
I'm going through changes.
All right, one more?
Yeah.
All right.
This is Lady Gaga?
It kind of sounds like it. So this is an EDM song. Using Black Sabbath lyrics.
Finish with my woman calls. She couldn't help me with my mind. People think I'm insane because I'm frowning all to Tim. All day long I think of things.
I have no idea.
But nothing seems to satisfy.
I don't know why the guy sounds like he's from another country. This is driving Tyron crazy right now. Okay.
Two things in life that I can feel.
Okay. Both of them right now are getting down. We're not at a rave, guys. Give me your glow stick, Danny. Have you not figured it out yet?
No. And I can hear the lyrics.
Some consider this to be one of the big side effects of smoking the marijuana.
Oh, paranoid.
Oh.
Hey. Damn it, Danny. I thought we were raving. Well, that's why you guys didn't get it right.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope that you can join us for Live Night. It is something that everybody should do at least once in their lifetime. And we're going to be at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 13th. Grab your tickets and join us for all the chaos at KISW.com. You might know about this tradition a lot of teams do. Seahawks do it. They give out a game ball to the player of the game.
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay?
Yeah.
So we have decided to do the same on this show. And this morning's player of the game is who, Steve Miggs?
It's not a caller from this morning, but a voicemail message that we got from a lady earlier this morning who shared something that she did that you did as well.
This is for the Daily Miggs Show. I had some extra googly eyes in our craft store.
Oh, boy.
Yes, the googly eyes surprise.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I'm calling it.
And for those that don't know, what did you do?
I strategically placed some googly eyes near my no-no zone and surprised my husband with that.
Yes.
And after listening to the show on Friday, I decided I would surprise my husband.
Oh, boy.
And I'm quoting him when I say, he thought that that was the single-handedly dumbest and sexiest thing that I've ever done.
Did Brad say that?
He did. The word sexy did not come out of his mouth.
Because when I think of sexy, I don't think of googly eyes.
Looking forward to the show on Monday. Go Hawks. And hope you had a great weekend.
Not as good as your husband, apparently.
I mean, think about some of the great challenges from over the years. The ice bucket challenge. Now we have the googly eye surprise.
Wait, are we doing this as a challenge now? Are we asking our listeners if did you just snort it?
Yes. Let's keep it going. The googly eyes surprise.
So do you have to be a female doing it, or can dudes do it as well?
I hope a dude does it as well.
Guys, if you do it, please manscape before you put those on.
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay?
There's an Eagles fan going viral after his team lost to the 49ers. And it's because of what he said. What did he say?
He's like a kid, man. He's not happy.
You're going to hear it during the Daily Migs download after Stone Temple Pilots.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the studio with us on this fine Kiss a Ginger Day.
Oh,
Miggs,
pucker up.
Steve Miggs has been moisturizing his lips all morning waiting for you to get in here.
Well, fantastic. I have the googly eyes on. I can tell you where you can kiss me.
Damn it. They're not on your face. Where
Surprise.
Are they?
Kiss, kiss.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to pass on that one. But we do now know who the Seattle Seahawks will be playing in the playoffs this weekend as the San Francisco 49ers, I think, surprised a lot of people, eliminating the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles with a 23-19 wild card win yesterday. No, wild card weekend was just bonkers.
It was so many close games.
So this game is now set for this Saturday. We don't know exactly what time just yet, or maybe it's come out. I have not seen it just yet. But did you happen to catch the kid that's going all over social media? It's a Philadelphia Eagles fan who was at the game. Afterwards, he was being interviewed, and he wasn't very happy.
No.
Shocking. Someone from Philadelphia not being happy.
Yes, this was a huge letdown. This was my Christmas present, and I got a loss.
Oh, no. You probably would have rather had Cole, huh?
Yeah, probably. I'm feeling two of two things. A, I want A.J. Brown packing his bags, and I want him somewhere else that is not here. I love you, A.J., but, like, you can't make those drops in that game. And I also want Kevin Petullo flipping burgers at, like, the local McDonald's or something. I don't care.
Why do you say that?
Whenever he's an offensive coordinator, it's like he's flipping burgers. One side, he's cooking. One half, he's cooking. And the other half is completely raw.
I was like, where are we going with this? But then he actually made sense of it.
I mean, is that kid going to be in sports radio?
Give him a job.
Sign him up.
Yeah, and at least he didn't throw batteries at anyone.
No, but did you see Eagles fans were throwing cans of beer at the 49ers fans that were going to the game?
Classy. Keep it classy, Philadelphia.
It's a city of brotherly love.
That's right.
If you have to do any I-5 driving through Seattle in the northbound, it is a real mess out there. It started over the weekend. I know, Steve, you and I both had trouble like getting into the city, leaving the city. But that's because northbound I-5 was completely shut down over the weekend between I-90 and Northeast 45th for bridge construction. It has reopened, but two lanes are going to stay closed for literally months. So traffic is going to be pretty rough for a while.
Yay.
Yay me.
I was in Inner Bay yesterday, and it took me 25 minutes to get home to Greenwood, and I was trying to figure out why, and that was it. Like, the Ballard Bridge was crazy busy. The Fremont Bridge was crazy busy. It was bonkers.
No, I was going to the MXPX show, meeting up with Danny. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get there earlier than I thought, and then all of a sudden I get close to Seattle, and I was like, oh, crap, that's right, and everybody had to get off at the same exit. Or get on the express lane. You had one of two choices.
Or you could take public transit. You could try the light rail.
Take the light rail, for sure.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that,
are you? My ass in a car. I'd rather. Hey, the Kraken, they ended up losing over the weekend to Carolina, but they're back at it again today in New York, Madison Square Garden, taking on the New York Rangers. As far as weather, we're going to have a high of 51 degrees. Going to be a cloudy day today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.